Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello there. We are now in the F series for the entrepreneur A to Z. And our F word or F concept is fail fast, fail cheap. Did you ever think you were going to hear that word when we were talking about being an entrepreneur? It's all about success, right? Well, on the road to success, there's going to be some failures. So prepare yourself for it. Embrace it. Think of them as learning opportunities. There's a lot of different ways. Fail fast, learn fast type of concept. Let me give you a little bit of definition around fail fast. It is important that you fail soon so you and your team don't lose your time. And without putting many resources into it, so your investors don't lose faith in you. So even with your investors, you want to fail fast. You let them be upfront so that if there was keep your failures, and that's the second part, keep your failures to minimum cost. This is what we often call beta testing. Get out there and do a mini version, a mini run of whatever your product or even your service is, and without investing a lot. And I'll give you a prime example. Anyone ever go out there, I know I'm speaking to someone out there, and created a product, a service, a concept, you went out there and you created a bunch of business cards and maybe flyers and glossies and banners and, all of the fixings and wrapping and got all of your concept down pat, paid handsomely for a logo and all the other fixings, all the other visuals. And then you got it out there and the market wasn't what you thought it was going to be. And probably right now that stuff is sitting in your garage. It was a failure. Now, that's a hard pill to swallow. But I promise you, for every time I've launched something, and at that very moment, the timing wasn't right, later on in the evolution of the business, I've been able to pull things out of the corner, dust them off, and find a new, kind of reintroduce them, give them a little bit of a makeover, just kind of freshen them up a little bit. And a prime example was there were things that I was pursuing pre COVID, for example, I had already had the idea of having a curriculum. But then I found myself that at the time, 2018, 2019, it was also a time to get the book in front of people. So I was doing a lot of traveling, a lot of expos. So the curriculum piece kind of got pushed on the back burner. In 2020, suddenly when all of us, travel stopped, expos stopped, getting in front of people completely stopped, I actually dusted off some of those files and documents and prototypes I had of the curriculum. Because parents were at home trying to engage the kids. The schools were sending books and curriculums home to kids. And suddenly, my curriculum was needed, wanted, in demand. And I was able to partner with Atlanta City Schools and a couple of charter schools, private schools, and just home a school parents. And so in some ways, I could say I was vindicated. There was a place for this STEM curriculum that I had created. Now, you can blink your eye today. There's several different STEM curriculums. So sometimes you're ahead of your time. So even with those failures, don't take it too personally. Don't fixate it on it too long. Accept it. And don't even throw it in the trash. Just kind of put it in a box in the corner neatly, because there may be a time where it comes back around. Timing is everything. And that's sometimes the part that we cannot control. We cannot necessarily control where the customer is at a particular moment. Customers are fickle. I can't say that enough. Our clients, they're fickle. You think you build it and they will come? That's the worst assumption as an entrepreneur. Just because you build it, no matter how cute you package it, doesn't mean they're going to come. And you might even read and see on the news, oh, people are really into this or people are into that. So you think, oh, okay, I'm going to get into that market. You may not realize that the other 100,000 people who saw that same story that you just read or saw on TV also had the same idea. And now you've all flooded that particular area at the same exact time. You've got to know, again, how to differentiate yourself or how to take it in a different direction. Break yourself off from the pack. If everybody hears that story and has the initial reaction, abandon that initial reaction and find something that is maybe tangent or maybe absolutely opposite. That's where that brainstorming, looking beyond the horizon, looking beyond the what's next, not what's now. Starting up based on what's now is one of the worst things you can do. Be that lone voice that everybody's like, what are you talking about? I've never heard of that. Nobody's doing that. That's when you know you're on to something. Stay close to that feeling. Again, prototyping. Doing small runs. And remember, and I say this over and over, getting it in front of people who are not friends and family, getting honest reactions. Try to find naysayers. Try to find people who nitpick, who are just going to rip it to shreds. And put on your armor, be prepared, have tough skin. Hear them all the way through, and then use what you think applies to you and keep moving forward with what doesn't. Leave room and say to yourself, you cannot please all of the people all of the time. That's number one. And number two, not everyone is your target market. I think I said it earlier in an earlier episode. When you ask someone who is your target market and their answer is everyone, then in fact their answer is no one. That means you're not targeting anyone. You're just throwing it out there and hoping for the best. No one's target market is everyone. So those early failures may mean that do you need to change your product or do you need to be more specific about who your target market is? Those are the two things to always keep in mind. All right. I hope you found this little nugget helpful. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.